Heroes, Rebels and Radicals of Convict Australia, written and read by Jim Haynes. Men Unworthy to Remain in This Island. Convict Transportation, 1597 to 1788. From its very origin, transportation was conceived not only as a means of reform and punishment, but even more as an opportunity for profitably employing and thereby saving much waste and expense caused to the state by its offenders. James E. Gillespie, 1922. It may surprise many readers to realise that transportation had been suggested as a method of dealing with criminals and vagabonds in Britain as early as 1597, and an organised system of transportation had been in place since 1617. During the reign of Elizabeth I, large numbers of vagabonds or vagrants were roaming the kingdom. Some of these were the Irish travellers, and some were traditional Romany gypsies, while others were those already disenfranchised by the early Enclosure Acts. There were estimated to be 10,000 such people in London and another 2,000 in Norwich in 1597. Many thousands more were roaming the countryside. One Member of Parliament suggested that they should all be arrested, flogged, and returned to their place of origin. This suggestion indicates just how ignorant some parliamentarians were about the situation that existed in their own country, and how uncaring some members of the ruling class were towards the plight of the poor. Many of these vagabonds had left their place of origin because they could no longer sustain themselves there due to the Enclosure Acts and other unavoidable circumstances, such as the failure of the harvest in 1597, which led to famine throughout the kingdom. In that year, Parliament passed an Act for the Punishment of Rogues, Vagabonds and Sturdy Beggars, which suggested the possibility of transportation as a solution to the problem. 20 years later, in 1617, Elizabeth's successor, King James I, issued a proclamation concerning those sentenced to death in his kingdoms of England, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. James proclaimed that the law could reprieve and stay from execution such persons as now stand convicted of any robbery or felony, willful murder, rape, witchcraft, or burglary only excepted, who for strength of body or other abilities should be thought fit to be employed in foreign discoveries or other services beyond the seas. So those guilty of willful murder, rape, witchcraft, or burglary had to die. All others sentenced to death could be reprieved, and if they were physically strong enough or had skills that might be useful, could be taken out of Britain to far-off lands and sold as indentured labour. The foreign discoveries or other services were mostly run by private companies or the government-sanctioned British East India Company, and criminals were indentured for a fixed term to agents, contractors, ships' captains or owners. They could also be executed if they returned.